Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 1st of November. The Power of Sorcery. Our heightened emotional responses to our circumstances or toward others who offend us are distinctive indicators that we are in the flesh and are subject to oppression. The Apostle Paul said, "When we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death." The fruit of death reveals that we are living according to the other law and have been brought into bondage to Satan. He feeds on the energy associated with the passions that are aroused within us, causing us anxiety, fatigue, and sickness. The Apostle James described how Satan feeds through sorcery on those who are unclean. He began by saying that a person with bitter envy and self-seeking in their heart is lying against the truth. Bitter envy and self-seeking are the fruit of the void that was established within the hearts of men and women as a consequence of the fall. Those who live by this fleshly principle lie against the truth because they endeavor to craft and project an image of themselves that is contrary to God's predestination for them. Evidently, they are idolatrous. James explained that where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. The spirit of the world is the power of sorcery. The wisdom that belongs to the spirit of the world stokes the desires of the flesh. This wisdom does not descend from above. That is, it is not the fruit of the tree of life, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. The self-righteous wisdom that belongs to the spirit of the world is based in one's knowledge of good and evil. It is the basis of the counsel of the wicked. As a person speaks from this wisdom, their conversation quickly becomes sensual or emotive. The outcome of continuing to converse in this manner is demonic oppression. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7 verse 5, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, James chapter 3 verses 14 to 16, and Psalm 1 verse 1. For further study, James chapter 3.